Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The federal panel that oversees commercial and subsistence fishing in Alaska is putting a limit on the number of chum salmon that can be caught and wasted by commercial pollock trawlers. The decision comes after years of pressure by Alaska Native subsistence fishing advocates as they watch salmon runs and once plentiful fisheries disappear. Charles Wright is the secretary and treasurer for Tanana Chiefs Conference. He is Athabascan, and he supports the decision to enact the bycatch restrictions and sees it as one of many actions needed to preserve a way of life.
It is a step in the right direction, but it's not quite enough. We think we need to get a little bit more fish through to get to have a better return. But when everybody's not happy, that means that it's maybe being a little bit more equal, and that's what we want. We're all connected through salmon in the state of Alaska, so we all should be carrying that burden of conservation together going forward. And that's what we want. The people on Yukon River and its contributaries are having a hard time finding food. The moose numbers are down. The caribou numbers are down. We're not able to fish salmon, so people are struggling.
Wright says the effort to save chum salmon numbers in the Bering Sea could help, as a parallel effort is underway to replenish sustainable numbers of another species, king salmon, in the Yukon River. Jonathan Samuelson is also concerned the recent decision doesn't do enough to protect salmon. He is the vice chair of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. He is Yupiak and Diné. Samuelson believes stronger bycatch rules are just one part of ensuring Alaska salmon's long-term survival.
Our existence and our identities are tied to the salmon that are meant to come back to our rivers every summer. Every salmon means something. Every salmon is a relative. There are kinship. And so the newly implemented catch, that 45,000, Western Alaska chum salmon, when I read that, it means the justification of wasting 45,000 fish that right now are not getting to the spawning ground. So because of our value system, we're thankful for this very small step in maybe the right direction. I don't think it's going to be enough to save our salmon runs. I think it's almost status quo. You'll have heard people even on the council say that. Like, these are practices that are currently in place under sort of social regulation. But I have hope because I've been raised to have hope. But I'm also hesitant to think that this small cap, or large cap, rather, is going to be the saving grace.
Samuelson says his people are taught to think generations ahead, and they are bracing for a future without salmon. Therese Vicente works with Samuelson at the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. She says there are decades of data to support even more significant bycatch restrictions. She says the new decision may not be in time to make much of a difference with this particular salmon run.
Bycatch is only one of many factors that are affecting salmon in Alaska and affecting salmon returns and people's ability to practice their traditional relationships and stewardship of salmon. There's certainly climate impacts and ecological factors that are affecting salmon decline, but what is within the control of fishery managers, including the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, is the fishery impacts to salmon. So bycatch of chum salmon has been going on without restriction or limit for decades. And in fact, we only have data going back to 1991, but there's been trawl activities in the Bering Sea that undoubtedly have been catching salmon and other traditional foods as bycatch well before that. Something that we need to think about is, how these cumulative removals across time, across space, how they've added up to remove potential spawners, definite relatives from the ecosystem, and what this has done to salmon populations. So this action, it's a step in the right direction, but it might be too little and too late. We're seeing salmon, chum salmon in particular, at the lowest of lows that we have on record. And now we have some sort of limit, but it's higher than what we asked for and higher than was what was needed for meaningful reduction of this fishery's impacts on chum salmon.
For their part, representatives for the commercial pollock trawling industry, the target of the new restrictions, say they already take steps that make their bycatch numbers among the lowest of all commercial seafood operations. They say these new regulations are enough to put some operators out of business. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.